Today, let's speak of the righteous servant, who today helps us become righteous in him. So let's open the Bible and study this great thought today, right here from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. In a world of challenges, we need God's Word to help us face those challenges. Thank you for joining us in this period of Bible study with our speaker, Jeff Archie, of International Gospel Hour, a broadcast of the Churches of Christ. So let's listen today. Here's Jeff.
Well, thank you to our Jay Webb for his kind words, and greetings to all of you for your kind attention today of the things that be of God. You know, Hebrews 11 and verse 6 says, "For without faith it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Come to God, seek God, and may we do so today through our studies here from the International Gospel Hour, on air or online since 1934. And we're thankful that you are joining us for the journey today. We're going to begin by reading Isaiah 53. For the past several broadcasts of our weekly broadcast here from International Gospel Hour, we've spent time looking at Isaiah 53. We began that study by reading it in its entirety, and we're going to wrap up our study today by doing the same. Isaiah 53. Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was stricken. And they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 12. May the Lord bless us with the reading, the hearing, and the application of his word. What a prophecy of Jesus Christ. Verse 1 tells us of the Messiah and the message. Verse 2 says we see him eternal, timely, and simply. Verse 3, the wrong of man was placed upon him. And for us, in verse 4, we are certain he was stricken and he addressed our sorrows. It was our transgressions and our iniquities that would bring us our peace and our healing through him, verse 5. In verse 6, we look at what he has done for us and ask, have we gone astray, gone our own way, or have we sent sin on its way? Have we told others of this, of this suffering servant, this led lamb, and this sheared sheep, verse 7? From verse 8, have we told others of his tainted trial, his crucifixion, and his price paid for us? In verse 9, do we see his impact on the lives of people, especially the rich, that being Joseph of Arimathea, who used his affluence and influence because of his assurance? In verse 10, can we see God operating on our behalf, embracing, there was bruising for there to be blessing? The root of grief was removed. The only physician to operate with success in redemption and removal, resulting in a life that is an ongoing rehab with the assurance of a Savior, thus prosperity for a better life for everyone. Folks, these are just a quick summaries of the first 10 verses. But now we're going to conclude with verses 11 and 12 today, and once again, if you will, he shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. So today, friends, as we wrap up this wonderful study of Isaiah 53, let's talk about the righteous servant and the blessing of us being righteous in him. But first, we're going to pause for a few words from our J. Webb.
For our Facebook friends, please follow us at our page, International Gospel Hour. Just search International Gospel Hour, click follow, and keep up to date with our broadcasts and special announcements along the way. That's International Gospel Hour on Facebook, and feel free to share our material on your Facebook page.
Through the righteous servant, dear friends, number one, we are satisfied. Now, it's interesting to see the word satisfied here from Isaiah 53:11. And when I read about this great word and research it, I am reminded of one thing. God will always see to it we are satisfied through Christ. The word travail there in verse 11, the travail of his soul, would be a labor, a suffering, or an anguish to the nth degree. And this word is akin to the pains of childbirth for a woman. To see the travail of the soul of Christ, his labor, what all he went through emotionally, physically, spiritually, everything. Friends, we not only think of Christ serving in his ministry, but we must think about his suffering and his anguish there at the end of his labors before he died. Let's think about some passages. Matthew 16:21, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. In John 12:27, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. In Mark 14, verse 18, and as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. In Mark 14:27, Jesus said unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. When he was in the garden in Luke 22:44, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. In Mark 14:65, then some began to spit on him, and to blindfold him, and to beat him, and to say to him, prophesy. And the officers struck him with the palms of their hands. In Mark 15:17-19, they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews! Then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat upon him, and bowing the knee, they worshipped him. Oh, friends, look at the suffering that he endured. But listen to Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. Through Christ, friends, the righteous servant, we find the promise and the fulfillment of the church, Matthew 16:18. Jesus promised to build his church, and when you look throughout the Bible, friends, you will find only one church. You will not find a multiplicity of denominations. You will not find anything but the one church, and that is the church of which we will aim everyone toward, the one we read in the New Testament. It is through Christ, the righteous servant, that he promised and he purchased the church with his own blood, Acts 20, verse 28. Through Christ, the righteous servant, we see the command of the Great Commission to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, to take the gospel into the world that will change the lives of people. And friends, that's what we've been doing since 1934 through the broadcast here from the International Gospel Hour. And through Christ, the righteous servant, he is the advocate, 1 John 2, verses 1 and 2. He is the advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous, who pleads on behalf of the child of God and the intercessor between God and man, Hebrews 7:24-25. Now, friends, with all of this and through the righteous servant, oh, absolutely, we can be satisfied with what we have in Christ. But let's press onward from our study of Isaiah 53:11-12. Through the righteous servant, we are justified. From Romans 3:22-26, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and of all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Again, that's from Romans 3:22-26, and amen and amen. He has justified many. Think about it. He has justified many through his resurrection, Romans 4:24-25. Through his blood, Romans 5:9. Through his obedience, Romans 5:19. Through his grace, Titus 3:7. And through the faith, Galatians 3:24. The faith of which we are to obey. Dear friends, may we plead to God, grant us that knowledge. You know, although Paul had spoken to Christ on the road to Damascus, although Paul knew of Christ, obeyed Christ, yet he said in Philippians 3:10 that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. We want to know the Lord more every day, and we can know that through a study of his word and know him. In John 17:3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And now Peter in 2 Peter 1:3-4 tells us how we can know. He said, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things, A-double-L, all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. 2 Peter 1:3-4. Dear friends, through the righteous servant, we are justified. and to God be the glory. Let's continue this thought. Since the righteous servant has justified, one can accept that justification. You see, one is justified in Christ through one's faith, Romans 5, verse 4, and through one's obedience, 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 11, and through one's faithful works as a Christian, James 2 and verse 24. You see, friends, through the righteous servant, we are justified. He has made it where just as if I had never sinned, and to God be the glory. I want to pause here for a moment. We're talking about these wonderful things. We'd like to share with you another free publication. It's online, but it's worthy. I'll be back in around 30 seconds, give or take. But for now, here is our J. Webb.
A great online publication is the Gospel Gleaner. For over 30 years, the Gospel Gleaner has presented excellent sound biblical articles for reading and study. It is published quarterly, four times a year. Subscriptions are free. Just go to gospelgleaner.com and sign up for their email version. Be sure to post in the comments blank you heard about it from the International Gospel Hour.
Well, thank you very much, Jay. And yes, indeed, friends, you can have that free online publication from the Gospel Gleaner at gospelgleaner.com. And also, don't forget, as Jay mentioned earlier, to keep up with us on social media. We have a number of tools that we use to help you in your study. They're all absolutely free. And speaking of a study, let's continue today from Isaiah 53, 11 and 12, as we talk about the righteous servant. And through the righteous servant, we become great. Once again, with our text from verse 12 of Isaiah 53, "Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong." He is great because he overcomes the great. Listen to Philippians 2, 9 through 11, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." God has exalted him and given him a name above every name, friends, and through him we are great. He makes us greater. Hebrews 2, verses 14 and 15, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." You see, he makes us great when we turn away from ourselves. Think about it, friends. When we hear the word of God wherein our faith will come, Romans 10, 17. When we hear of his saving grace, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, grace that is instructed, taught to us, Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. When we learn of his mercy, when we learn of the things that he has brought forth, and then we believe Christ. If we believe in those things, John 3, 16, then, friends, we'll believe in the teaching of repentance that Jesus commanded in Luke 13, 3 and 5. And the command of confession that he commanded in Matthew 10, 32 and 33. To confess our faith before men as that eunuch did in Acts 8, 37. How every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, Philippians 2, 11. And then, yes, friends, to be baptized. That places us into Christ, Galatians 3, 27. And as Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be condemned." Dear friends, through the righteous servant, we can become great in him. Let's continue. Through the righteous servant, we are filled. You see, he's poured out his soul unto death, and he poured out to the very last soul. Remember a few moments ago when we looked at Hebrews 12 and verse 2, how we are to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith? Well, he empties himself so that we may fill ourselves with him. But first, we've got to find ourselves empty. Remember from Matthew 5:3, the first words of the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Not that being poor in spirit was the blessing, but what would result? You see, the poor in spirit are those who are empty or void of spirit. They have nothing. They've hit rock bottom. Friend, when you realize I have hit rock bottom and I need Jesus Christ, then we're able to see what is there ahead. When individuals need Christ to fill their lives, you know, you think about it, that's the whole aim of the Beatitudes there in Matthew 5:3-12. We empty out ourself and we fill it with the Lord. His will, His way. We quit trying to solve everything ourselves. We turn to Christ. That's why in Isaiah 64:8, to wicked departing Israel, "But now, O Lord, Thou art our Father, we are the clay, Thou art our potter, and we are all the work of Thy hand." You see, the righteous servant will make us righteous servants when we obey the gospel and walk faithful for Him, Romans 6:17-18. And through the righteous servant, we are redeemed. Yes, Jesus bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. You know, you think about the transgressors in the last hours of Christ. Well, there was Barabbas, the criminal, in Luke 23:18 and following. The two that were crucified beside the Christ, Luke 23:32-33. But may I suggest to you that we, the transgressors, whose sin He was bearing. For so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for Him shall He appear the second time without sin unto salvation, Hebrews 9:28. And dear friends, that prophecy was fulfilled by the Savior Himself when He prayed for those who nailed Him to the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do," Luke 23:24. Have you ever considered that word, bear the sin of many, or bore the sin of many, and its power? It's the same word used in Genesis 7:17, where the waters increased and bare up the ark. Think about the power of the waters, the deeps, the rain, the strength, the power to lift. And dear friends, Jesus said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me," John 12:32. That's the power that will lift man. And once again, our intercessor, as noted earlier from Hebrews 7:25, and also Romans 8:34, speaking of the Christ who is at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for the child of God. When you look at the power of this text, the latter part of Isaiah 53:12, "He is the righteous servant that redeems and intercedes." Titus 2:14 says, "Who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works." God wants to make the difference in your life and my life, friends. And all of this is through the righteous servant, which tells me that I cannot accomplish it on my own. I cannot believe in myself enough to save myself, but I can believe in the Christ and follow His will and His way that I may be saved, that I can be satisfied and justified, become greater and filled and redeemed, and so can you, friends. Now, we prompt our listening audience to think about their lives. We want to reach the world with the gospel. And maybe we've prompted you to think about some things today that you haven't considered before. Dear friends, pick up the Bible, see what we're saying. See not if we're right, but if the Bible is right. We like to help you along the way. We offer free publications like the Gospel Gleaner. We also offer the opportunity through social media where you can keep up with us. But we also offer a free online study of the Bible through our friends at the World Bible School. And here's how you can become a student at the World Bible School absolutely free.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
Dear friends, as we think about the righteous servant, prophesied in the Old and fulfilled in the New Testament, Jesus Christ, He is the one whom we exalt and whom we preach, and to God be the glory. We hope this series of our weekly broadcast on Isaiah 53 has been of help to you. And you can hear previous broadcasts of this study at the International Gospel Hour website, and just click on the tab Previous Shows and look for our weekly broadcast, and you'll be able to find it. We appreciate you studying with us, and thank you for choosing to join us and to listen to our broadcast, and we'll continue these studies together at another time. Thank you always for listening to me right here on this station or option wherever you may be listening, and join me again. Thank you once again for being with me on International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we meet.
Thank you for listening today. May this study prompt your search of God's Word for His will in your life. To assist you in your study or to listen to our other programs, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com. To God be the glory.
God be with you.